Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the MILB Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network as we get ready for game one of this six-game series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Threshers of Clearwater. The Jupiter Hammerheads currently stand at 21-18, placing them five games out of first place, trailing the St. Lucie Mets in the Florida State League East. Their opponent, the Clearwater Threshers, sit at 21-17, four games behind Fort Myers in the Florida State League West. This will be game one of six-game series between these two squads and their first meeting of the season. The Hammerheads are coming off a two-win, four-loss series with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. After losing four in a row, they awoke in Sunday's effort to win the final two rain-shortened games by a combined 16-7 score. Put a little salve on that. What had to have been a few bruised egos. Tyler Ekberg scratches out a win in the final game to go 2-1 on the season with a 1.04 ERA. In their last outing, the Threshers lost a 13-inning nail-biter to the mighty muscles of Fort Myers after rallying from a three-run deficit to eventually tie the score in the ninth to force the issue. They went 2-7 on the series. It appears that both teams will be looking for a little redemption as they sport the bruises from their previous series. Luis Palacios will be the starting pitcher for tonight's matchup against the Threshers. The 21-year-old lefty comes in with a 2-2 record and 5 saves. He has a 5.56 ERA with 34 strikeouts and 34 innings of pitching. The 6'2 southpaw hails from Caragua, Venezuela. His last outing was on May 17th against Lakeland, where he surrendered 6 earned runs on 8 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 1 walk in 6 innings of pitching. The Thresher batters have yet to face Palacio this season. And on the mound for the Threshers will be number 57, Oswald Medina. He also hails from Venezuela by way of Puerto Cabello. This 6-foot, 145-pound right-hander is currently sporting a 4.68 ERA and is looking for his first win on the season after pitching in 7 games through 25 innings. Medina has 18 strikeouts and 5 saves on the season. Medina is also an unknown quantity through the Hammerhead batters as he has yet to face any of them this season. In his last outing on May 17th, he pitched 5 innings against Fort Myers, giving up 4 hits and 2 earned runs. Your batting leaders for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Khalil Watson is leading all batters in several categories. He has a .250 batting average with 26 RBIs. He's crossed home plate 22 times, tacked on 6 home runs, and has 8 stolen bases. Honorable mention goes to Brady Allen, who also has a .250 batting average. On the pitching side of the house, Chris Mockma and Edgar Sanchez both have 4 wins on the season. Tyler Ekberg and Caleb Worcester have 4 saves each thus far. And Gabe Bierman and Edgar Sanchez have sent 37 batters packing each so far this season. Edgar Sanchez is your low ERA man at 2.53. Now we'll go to Lisa Pride with an interview with our pitcher of the week in the Florida State League, one Mr. Gabe Bierman.
Lisa Pride here for the Jupiter Hammerheads pregame show. Welcome to Gabe Bierman. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You are Florida State League Pitcher of the Week this week after having, you know, a really great start and outing against Lakeland. Getting that kind of award, what does that mean to you, and how does that kind of boost your confidence or help you into your next start?
I definitely had to earn it. This league's not easy. Like, we got a bunch of good hitters, especially up and down the lineup. But in the past, like, I've just been learning and from each start, and I finally got to a good place. And just like last outing, I just kind of wanted to, you know, like I said, earn every inning, hit my spots, make pitches, and kind of put it all together. So it all worked out in the end of the day.
Yeah, especially after the two previous starts before that. Those two were probably not your best this season.
Agreed.
And I have the stats right here as far as the combined. You had picking up the loss in those two games, 8 innings of work and, giving up 8 earned runs and 7 walks and only 8 strikeouts. And we've seen a outing that you had 9 strikeouts out. So what changed after those two starts from the last start, where then for this week getting the player pitcher of the week award that you had with 6 innings and 5 strikeouts, and only a couple of walks and only a couple of hits and not giving up any runs at all? Like, what changed from those starts? What did you learn? What did you adjust?
Me and our pitching coach, we've kind of been going along with my pitches and trying to, learn new things. And I think as everything goes on, as my career goes on, I'm going to learn new things, experience new things. And I think that's what it is experience. And we've been working on things on the sides, my bullpens and stuff like that. And, I think last start was kind of like a wholesome of, all the things that I've learned in the past. And, learning that and adjusting is very important at this level, of course. And, learning on and going to new levels is going to carry me a long way.
And you talk about, learning each step of the way. What did you learn from, you were here with us for a little bit last season until this, coming into this season, having that comfort of being here before. So what adjustments did you make and what were you learning in the off season and during spring training? Any new pitches or perfecting anything new?
Just getting a feel for everything, making sure I'm comfortable on the mound. There's a lot of good hitters, like I said. Adjusting to that competition too. And like I said in the past as well, experience is going to come a long way too. And the more I pitch, the better it's going to get. And I think I took one thing out of my last outing is to get in the rhythm as soon as possible and let all my pitches work instead of, trying to overthrow everything.
What's your favorite pitch to throw?
Right now, it's my slider. My slider is definitely have a new grip to it right now, and it's coming out of my hand pretty well. So it feels good.
Who helped you make the adjustment with a new grip? Is something you played around with, or Dishman, helped you with? Or
it was a variety of guys. I had Dish obviously show me the grip, and then Tommy and Scott kind of like teach me how it should come out of my hand and stuff like that. We went over TrackMan reports and stuff like that. So it's came a long way for sure.
And then as far as we've got a few rules that are a little different, even from last year when you joined us with the ABS, the automatic balls and strikes, which rules are you liking this year and which are you just ready to get rid of?
I don't have a problem with any of them. It's all about, getting comfortable with it and just getting used to the new rules. The ABS, I've never really had a problem with it because it teaches me to be in the zone and not be too wild, just to let it go and just do my thing, just throw strikes like I usually do. I'd say one thing that really doesn't I'm not sure it's new, but the pitch clock was different to me. So some pitchers, when they get in trouble, they like to take a step off the mound and take a deep breath if they're in trouble. Really, you don't have a chance to do that. And it didn't seem normal at first, but as guys start to realize once they get in a rhythm, it's actually helpful. Because hitters have to be in there too, and they have to think a lot more faster. Pitchers have to think a lot more faster, and it's all about mindset at that point.
Yeah, it's just a little adjustment that way. But I heard from around the league, pitchers and coaches talking about it would be nice to have a few more seconds when there's runners on base.
Oh yeah,
just
of course.
To be able to not see these guys run around and like a free for all. It feels I think for you guys, right?
Agreed.
So
it's,
to kind of have those few seconds that would really make a difference.
It's nice to kind of step off the mound and stand on the back and just kind of take a deep breath and rethink the process of what you want to do next pitch, and that's staying in the moment, of course.
What about we are using the automatic balls and strikes system a little different, almost every day we have something different. You might have the umpires calling the whole game or the ABS calling the whole game. But do you enjoy have the pitchers talked about when you get to have the opportunity to have the challenge?
The challenge is cool. It's a new feature to the game. Obviously, a lot of guys are not used to it, so they don't really think about it in the moment. But if it's a close pitch and the umpire didn't call it, of course, our thought process is okay. We have the opportunity to challenge it, and that's really helpful too. And hopefully that spans out across different levels too.
It's kind of like something that I was talking to some even big leaguers about it, because they're like, what is going on with that? And I said, it actually goes quickly, because it's just something that goes right into the umpire. He's just getting the earpiece, whether it's a ball or strike from the ABS. So it's not like you have to look at a replay and all. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you the opportunity as a pitcher to be like, wait a minute, you know, I really like that pitch, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's get another opinion about that, and it could really work towards your favor in crucial situations.
Agreed.
So yeah, so it is an interesting rule, and to see how it develops this season here in the league. What about as far as for yourself? Any other rules that probably don't affect you as far as with the bigger bags or anything that you hear about? You know, I think mostly we already talked about the ones that affect, but have you heard from the guys like what they think? Or
The bigger bags I think are helpful too, because you know, obviously it's not that much of a difference, so I haven't really heard much of their opinion on it. It's easier for like pitchers, like if they're running over to try and like cover the bag, like it's less likely that you're going to get your ankle stepped on or something like that. Like runners have more of like a bigger part of the base to step on rather than somebody getting hurt or somebody messing up. Other than that, I haven't heard any other opinions, but I'm sure I would like to and to get to know what they think about it.
And so it's Joseph Wade Bierman.
Yes.
Where does Gabe come from, and who is Gabe off the field?
Gabe off the field is Gabe on the field. Competitive, you know, like relaxed, comfortable, you know, just being me. I just love being me. Obviously, Gabe comes from the Bible, Gabriel the angel. And then Joseph Wade comes from my uncle and then my grandparents' friends, of course, my longtime grandparents' friends. That's it.
So it's Joseph Wade, but they've always called you Gabe.
Yes, they always call me Gabe, for short, yeah. It's rarely, like, I'll have somebody come up to me and they'll call me Gabriel, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, like, I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
What else do you do off the field? Like, what do you do for fun, to relax, in between your starts?
I like to fish a lot. My roommate, you know, he's a big hunter, so he likes to duck hunt and stuff like that, and he's also a fisherman, so we'll go out and fish sometimes. But we like to golf, too. I like golfing on my free time.
And welcome back. We're ready for the first pitch. We had a great interview there with Gabe Bierman. First pitch delivered by the Hammerheads lefty. That's Luis Palacios. That is on the hill. Palacios. We had to do that so quickly, I couldn't get it out right. Second pitch, though, here on the ground to the right side, picked up smoothly by Birdie. He's on a rehab assignment with the Hammerheads here tonight. Throw to first in time. And Flores is retired as he grounds out to second base.
Now batting, the center fielder, number 13, Yoshar Garcia.
So we'll get you caught up here, Lisa Pride, alongside Daryl Jones. As we mentioned, Luis Palacios on the hill, the lefty for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Receiving him is Cameron Barstead at first. It's Zubia. Birdie is at second. Khalil Watson at short. Wendell, that's Joey Wendell. And the ball's hit that direction to the left side, but foul. He's at third base here for the Hammerhead. So we've got two big leaguers, two Marlins that are in the infield and rehabbing with the Jupiter Hammerheads here tonight. Caballero, Johnson, and Allen left to right in the outfield. Swing and a miss by Garcia. Ball dropped and throw to first base in time. So Garcia goes down swinging. There's quickly two outs here in the first inning. Wilfredo Flores led things off for the Threshers. He's the right fielder. Then it's the center fielder, Yoswar Garcia, the second baseman. Batting 316 coming to the plate is Haoyu Lee. He'll bat from the right side, facing the lefty on the hill for the Hammerheads. First pitch delivered is a strike. Here's the 0-1. That one's upstairs. Today on Tuesday, boy, this is my first Tuesday. Is it your first time too, Daryl, right on a Tuesday game?
Oh, yeah.
We don't have fans in the stands. We do have a couple of parents or family members, lots of scouts, and also, you know, front office management here to watch the guys here on a Tuesday. So relatively quiet, though. I heard the birds chirping. We've got the wind flapping and blowing in and right. Going upstairs with the high heat is Palacios, and he gets Lee to swing and miss. So back-to-back strikeouts. It's a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base as we go to the bottom half of the first. First up for the Hammerheads. Stay with us. It'll be the second baseman, John Birdie, then the third baseman, Joey Wendell, and the shortstop, Khalil Watson. We have zeros on the board as we go to the break here in Jupiter, Florida.
And we're back. Bottom of the first inning. At the plate is the second baseman, John Birdie. Birdie facing the righty, Oswaldo Medina. Medina delivers the strike right at the belt to Birdie. Following Birdie is Wendell, then Watson. Batting cleanup for the Hammerheads here tonight is the right fielder, Brady Allen. In the fifth spot, as the ball flies into center field, going back is Garcia. He's got to track it down. He leaps up, the ball hits the warning track, and then hops over the fence. It's 400 as the leadoff hitter, John Birdie, on a big league rehab assignment, goes deep to the deepest part of the outfield here as the ball hits the dirt in the warning track and hops over. It's a ground rule double. Birdie's trying to tell the Marlins, hey, he's ready to go, as Birdie trying to come back and get with the Marlins as soon as possible. He ended his quarantine period. He was on the COVID IL on the 18th, and now he just needs some reps. Joey Wendell at the plate, the third baseman, batting from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch, Wendell takes, and it's a strike at the belt. At second is Birdie, taking a nice lead. Looking back from the stretch, here's the pitch. Another strike inside, catches the corner, so no balls and two strikes to Wendell. Watson's on deck, as I mentioned. Allen is the cleanup hitter for the Hammerheads. Then in the fifth spot, it's the designated hitter, Ian Lewis. Then the center fielder, Osiris Johnson. In the 7, 8, and 9 spots, hard hit to the right side. Couple of bounces into the glove of the first baseman for the Threshers. He'll take it himself as he steps on first base. Yonamine, that's Micah Yonamine at first for the Threshers. So Wendell's retired as he grounds out to first. One down, but he pushes over Birdie to third base. Hammerheads have the opportunity to get on the board as Khalil Watson steps in. He bats from the left side. Watson batting 250 on the season with 8 doubles, 6 homers, and 26 runs batted in. Medina delivers to the lefty at the plate and misses outside. So the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Hammerheads lineup is Zubia, Barstead, and Caballero. One ball, no strikes. Runner at third for the Hammerheads as the ball is hit out of play. Only one down. Wendell was on the IL with a hamstring pull. Could be back as early as the Atlanta series. Right now the Marlins are playing in Tampa. Chopper to the right side. Off the mound comes the pitcher, Medina. Throws to first base after he checks the runner and holds Birdie at third. So Watson is retired as he grounds out to the pitcher. 1-3 if you're scoring at home.
Now about it, the right fielder, number 33, Brady Allen.
Brady Allen will step up to the plate, the cleanup hitter for the Hammerheads. He's batting 250 on the season. The right fielder bats from the right side, has 3 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, and has driven in 20. Brady's in his 34th game here with the Hammerheads. It's actually Jupiter's 40th game of the season. The pitch, upstairs, breaking ball, check swing, no, he doesn't go. The home plate umpire here today in Jupiter is Connor McKenna. Christian Arguesa is on the base pass. Today is Tuesday, where it is umpires calling the balls and strikes. We do not have the ABS, the automatic balls and strikes system, going here today as the ball bounces around. There is no fans, as far as, you know, having the kids club members or the Silver Sluggers or anyone to chase after and pick up the ball. So it just kind of sits there on the concourse waiting for someone to pick it up and be a souvenir.
Might be mine, at least.
Here's the 1-1. Grounder, right side, easy pickup for Lee. Throws to first in time. And even though the Hammerheads have a runner at third base, they leave Birdie stranded after Wendell grounds out. Watson, another ground out, and Allen here grounding out to the first baseman, or actually to second. So no runs, one hit, No errors and one man left on base. We'll go to the top of the second here in Jupiter, and it is still a 0-0 ball game. Back here in Jupiter, thank you for listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride, alongside Daryl Jones on the hill for the Hammerheads, is Palacios. He delivers to De Freitas, and the ball's hit up in the air into center. Johnson, with the range, goes to his right, makes the grab on the run. So De Freitas has retired as he flies out to center. That'll bring up the left fielder, Marcus Lee Sang. Lee Sang is batting .274 this season through 30 games. Has six doubles, a triple, two homers, and 11 RBI. New balls and a strike. Palacios once again hits the mark. 0-2 the count with one down. Lee Sang batting from the left side, so lefty-on-lefty matchup, and he hits this one foul. I'm getting adjusted to all the sounds, too, as I'm putting up the little... There's some birds out there chirping that we can hear some, you know, natural sound for the... and hear the balls getting hit, but also the PA announcer is very loud, isn't he? He's, like, echoing through the ballpark as I hear that, too. So it's different when you don't have... you know, the crowd here to absorb some of the sounds. Upstairs with the heater, a swing and a miss. So Lee Sang goes down swinging, and that's the 35th time he has struck out this season. Kendall Simmons will step up to the plate, the third baseman. On deck is Yonamine. Then it's Baylor and Brito. The kick, the pitch. Add the letters for the strike. Right on the outside edge of the plate, too. Simmons has struck out 30 times this season. Up in the air to the right side. Giving a chase. Is the first baseman, Zubia. But the ball goes with out of his reach and into the empty green seats here. So no balls, two strikes to the righty at the plate, Simmons. Simmons, .213 is his average as he has a really big swing and loses his bat. It goes flying over by the dugout of the Hammerheads. That was another high fastball, and that is what Palacios is getting, the hitters to swing and miss for their third strike. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Palacios now has four strikeouts as we head to the bottom half of the inning, and it's still zeros on the board. Welcome back here to sunny Jupiter, Florida. We're at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads have invited the Clearwater Threshers. They're the low A team of the Philadelphia Phillies here in the Florida State League. They'll be here for a six-game set. Ian Lewis is at the plate, the designated hitter. He's batting .459 this season. First pitch delivered by Medina. He swings and misses. The righty delivers again, and Lewis sends this one out of play over on Main Street behind us. It is such a gorgeous day here at the ballpark. That'll be a fly ball. I was going to say it'd be a base hit, but instead Flores, the right fielder, he's playing short right and is able to run in and make the grab. I thought that would be a sure base hit for Lewis. He has 17 on the season, but instead
Cyrus Johnson.
Flores makes it look so easy as he is playing perfectly, and even with the sun in his eyes, makes the play out there in right field. So Osiris Johnson will come to the plate, the center fielder for the Hammerheads. He's batting .160 on the season. First pitch, hard hit, liner up the middle. Medina ducks out of the way, and Lee, the second baseman, moves to his right and makes the grab. So Johnson is retired as he lines out to second.
Now batting first, first baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
Two quick outs here. Zach Zubia will step in, the first baseman. He has a .202 average. Following him is Barstead and then Caballero. Medina on the plate. De Freitas is the catcher receiving Medina. Strike delivered to Zubia. Yonamine is at first base. Breaking ball at the knees for the strike. Lee at second, Brito at short, Simmons at third for the Clearwater Threshers. From left to right in the outfield, it's Lee Sang, Garcia, and Flores. Righty on righty matchup. Zubia gets ready. Looks like he'll go after the pitch, but then lays off of it as it's low and away. So 1-2 the count with two down. The kick, the pitch. That one's wide of the plate, so 2-2. Quickly through the lineup for the Hammerheads, it's Birdie, Wendell, Watson, Allen, Lewis, Johnson, Zubia, Barstead, and Caballero. Zubia, the number 7 hitter in the lineup for the Hammerheads here tonight. Strike delivered, ball popped up. It's in center field. Garcia, he runs back, then runs in, goes to his left. He's got a beat on it the whole time and makes the grab. So Zubia is retired as he pops up into center field. A 1-2-3 quick inning here, and the Hammerheads come up empty. We'll go to the top of the third here at the Dean. No runs on the board yet. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We are in the top of the third inning. Micah Yonamine, I have that written down somewhere, but not where I need to see it right now. But Yonamine at the plate. Palacios on the hill. First pitch delivered. That one misses. One ball and no strikes. Lefty on righty matchup. There's a strike delivered at the knees to the first baseman, who's batting 203 for the Clearwater Threshers. Threshers have 7, 8, and 9 hitters facing Palacios this inning. Slow delivery. Palacios has like a slow windup and slow delivery, but the ball comes fast into the glove of Barstad behind the plate. 1-2 the count. No runs by either team yet, and you can hear that glove snap when Palacios goes upstairs. He delivers heat. 2-2 here to the first baseman. Through 19 games, 203 average with a double, a home run, and 7 runs batted in. Full count now to the first baseman here for the Threshers. Palacios kicks, delivers off the end of the bat, and that will drop in for a bloop base hit right over the first baseman's head. And even Birdie, who is used to, you know, making the shift and moving over in different directions up in the big leagues, cannot reach it either, as that is just out of the reach of everybody. Drops in short right field. A lot of sun here today, not many clouds, blue sky, and there is not many shadows yet on the field. So the sun is in everyone's eyes, especially over on the right side. Birdie's realizing that, as he has played the game, spring training games, where there's plenty of sun when those 1 o'clock starts. Jamari Baylor, the designated hitter at the plate, lefty on righty matchup, one ball and one strike. No outs, runner at first base. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Brito on deck here for the Threshers. Clearwater is wearing their road grays, their red tops, gray bottoms, red hats. Their numbers are in blue, outlined with white. Foul tip, 1-2 the count.
You mentioned the shade. The only one out there loving life right now is the third baseman, Wendell. He's looking around saying, hey, guys, look at me. I'm cool and comfortable. What about you?
Blowing his bubbles out there at third, too, in the hot corner. Here's the 1-2. That one misses. 2-2. Some shade there also for the hitter. Which sometimes, so the pitcher, he has the sun in his eyes, yet he's delivering the ball through the shade. So sometimes when it's going sun to shade, it's hard to pick up. But here it looks like it's staying once it's delivered, you know, going and receiving by Barstad. It's staying in the shade, so it shouldn't be too hard for the hitters to pick up. Full count, here's the pitch. Upstairs, swing foul tip into the glove of Barstad. So Baylor goes down on strikes. That is the fifth strikeout victim for Palacios here today. He had 34 strikeouts coming into tonight's game. Now has 39. Yonamine at first base, taking the lead for the Threshers. Eric Brito will step in, lefty on righty matchup. There goes the runner. There goes the throw to second, the tag applied, and it's not in time. Nicely handled by Birdie, who is on a big league rehab assignment and playing second base for the Hammerheads. One ball, no strikes to Brito. Through 14 games, he's batting 220 on the season. Has 9 hits. All singles. And has driven in 2. There's a runner in scoring position right now for the Threshers. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's fouled to the left side. So 1-1 the count. Wind is whipping here at the Dean. It's blowing in, though. So it's, you know, troublesome for the hitters that are putting the ball up in the air. It's keeping it up there, as we saw. Some of the balls that look like they might go a little deeper just kind of hung up. And even in center field, the center fielder for the Threshers, he went back, came in, went to his right. That's Garcia, because that wind does play a little havoc. On the left side, it trying to take a look and see. It looks like it might even be blowing out and left as you look for the flags beyond the outfield here at the Dean. But over on the right side in right, every once in a while, the American flag will calm down a little, but most of the time, it is blowing in and, you know, really fluttering out there in right field. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at second base for the Threshers. Palacios delivers, hard hit to the left side. Diving after it is Watson. He comes up empty as the ball is hit into center for the base hit off of Brito's bat that also has Yonamine advancing to third base. So the Threshers have runners at the corners right now in the third, and they're back up to the top of the order. Wilfredo Flores will step in. He's 0 for 1.
Number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
So a hard hit ball off the bat of Brito. Watson dove after it, but he was unable to even get any leather on it at all. We're playing here with the pitch clock. It is an adjustment. If you listen to our pregame show, that Gabe Bierman, the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week, spoke a little bit about how he's so calm in how he talks and just accepting of everything. But it is a little rough on the pitchers right now that to have the pitch clock that they do kind of rushes them. They're not able to hold runners as, you know, as much as they would like to. Here's the pitch up in the air to the right side. Coming in is Allen. Going back is Birdie. Birdie makes the call, spins around, throws it in. It's cut off by Palacios as it was coming home. And all the runners for the Threshers, they stay right where they were on the corner. So a good job by Birdie off the bat of Flores.
Number 13. Noswar Garcia.
To make the play out there, make the grab, spin around, and able to, you know, hang on. The high, or not high anymore, low A runner is very respectful of the big leaguer and, you know, his ability to throw, make the throw to home plate. Threshers didn't want to get out at third. So there's two down. Yoswar Garcia will step up, the center fielder who struck out back in the first.
Yonamine stepping in, handled that cutoff very well as well. They didn't feel that they had a chance.
Not at all. Pop up to the left side. Wendo goes into foul territory. He calls everyone off as he goes by the tarp and the screen on the left side by the bullpen of the Hammerheads. He makes the grab, and that will leave two stranded here for the Threshers in the third. No runs, a pair of hits, no errors, and two men left on base for Clearwater. We go to the home half of the third, and up for the Hammerheads, it's Barstead, Caballero, and John Birdie here on a rehab assignment. 0-0 as we head to the break. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back. We're just grooving here. Daryl, the DJ, playing all these hits as we are having a good time here on a Tuesday night at the Dean. First up here for the Hammerheads, Cameron Barstad, first pitch delivered, and he hits it hard up the middle. Medina hits the ground, the pitcher, as the ball goes into center field. So Cameron Barstead with the hit to lead things off here for the Hammerheads in the third. He's the number 8 hitter in the lineup. That's his 11th hit of the season.
21, Jorge Caballero.
I think the most enthusiastic person at the ballpark here today is our PA announcer.
Yes.
Every inning, he's getting more and more enthusiastic. Kind of like being in an NBA game, right?
Absolutely. Not that Heat-Celtics game last night, though. Ooh.
Oh, I didn't see it. I heard about it. Oh. And they were even complaining as I was driving in, and I heard all the minor league games, and they were over for the ones that at least I was tuning in, and then I had to listen to. Yeah, the talk about the Heat game. So Barstead at first base, Caballero at the plate. Pitch delivered, pop up. Flores calls off the center fielder as he does pick up the ball and makes the grab out there in right center field. So Caballero is retired as he flies out to right.
Second baseman, number 11, John Birdie.
So we're back up to the top of the order here in the third. It's the second baseman, John Birdie. As I mentioned, he was on the COVID IL. Quarantine ended for him on May 18th. Now he just needs some reps, and he's getting them here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Following Birdie is Wendell diving back in at first base as Barstead, as Medina throws over to first, trying to pick off Barstead. Barstead has no stolen bases on the season. He's the catcher and not really known for his speed. But he's giving Medina something to think about here. A righty-on-righty matchup, breaking ball at the knees for the strike. No balls and one strike with one down to Birdie. Birdie batting 1,000 here as he hit a ground rule double back in the first. So 1-for-1 on his rehab assignment here with the Hammerheads. Hammerheads wearing their white tops, white bottoms. They've got their home jerseys on. It says Hammerheads across the chest. The orange and black lettering, block lettering, and also the piping down the side of the pants is orange and black. Birdie likes to wear his socks up high. They're a solid black. Here's the 0-2. Staying alive is Birdie. He fouls it off, maybe even off his spike there. John Birdie, 32 years of age, nicknamed the Birdman. He was drafted in 2011 by the Toronto Blue Jays in the 18th round out of Bowling Green State. Born in Troy, Michigan, and made his big league debut on September 26, 2018. The pitch, breaking ball, dips under the bat of the swinging Birdie, and he will go down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for Medina here today.
Number 6, Joey Wendell.
Two down, that'll bring up Joey Wendell. Wendell, as we mentioned, was on the IL. Rehabbing now his hamstring, it's feeling better. Probably won't join the team in Tampa, but looking to get back in the Atlanta series after. Wendell grounded out to first, back in the first. That's from the left side, so righty on lefty matchup. Medina misses outside. One ball and no strikes with two outs. Medina looks over his shoulder, glancing at Barstead at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one will go out of play to the left side. One ball and one strike with two down. A little shout out to the Clearwater Threshers. Have traveled their broadcaster, Connor Aikman. We're so grateful for Connor to help us out with some of the pronunciations, and I'm sure in the next few days we'll get to know him and he'll be able to tell us more about the Threshers team, as we don't really see them very often breaking ball inside, swing and a miss.
Yeah, way to go, Connor.
Yeah, over in the West Division.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate that.
Last year, Clearwater did not have any broadcasters, so I'm sure the fans are grateful and happy to have a broadcaster and one that travels, too. So Clearwater, fans can jump in and listen to our broadcast, but also listen to their home broadcaster, too. Breaking ball outside, missing. Two balls and two strikes with two down. Wendell, also 32 years of age, like Birdie, and from Wilmington, Delaware. He was drafted in 2012 by the Indians, the Cleveland Guardians now, in round number six. Out of Westchester High School in Westchester, Pennsylvania. He debuted as a big leaguer on August 31st, 2016. Two balls, two strikes to Wendell. 0-for-1 here tonight. Runner at first with two outs. Hammerheads looking for their first run of the ball game. There's a hard hit to the right side. It'll drop in for at least a base hit. And that's where it'll stay as Barstad holds up at second base. So Joey Wendell, with a base hit to right, advances Barstad to second and keeps this inning alive for the Hammerheads as Khalil Watson, who is batting 250, coming into the game tonight, tied with Allen, who is after him in the lineup. They lead the team in average. Both, though, 0-for-1 tonight. So Wendell base hit with two outs, pushes Barstad to second. Khalil Watson steps in. He'll bat from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. Watson grounded out to the pitcher back in the first. He has driven in 26 runs this season. Number 27 is at second base right now. Medina goes way wide of the plate, so one ball and no strikes. Watson working on his walk strikeout ratio. Wants to raise up those walks and lower the strikeouts. He wears orange spikes. Swing and a miss there. One ball, one strike, two outs. Medina threw a couple of innings, 2 2/3 right now, has allowed three hits. Hasn't walked a batter yet and has struck out one. Breaking ball delivered. That one goes below the belt, below the knees to Watson. So 1-2 the count. Khalil, along with some of the Hammerheads, were able to actually be in a few big league games during spring training. So being with the big league club and being around Birdie and Wendell at the time too. So they're not really new to the guys. You know, they've already met them during spring training and actually played in a couple of games, even went up to St. Lucie on the bus. So, being able to fill in the late innings for Wendell and Birdie, that was kind of fun for Watson. Also Jose Salas.
Yeah, I got a chance to build a rapport.
Yeah, Osiris Johnson was part of the group that went up to St. Lucie. That was a Mets-Marlins game in spring training. And so the reason that it doesn't always happen with, low-A players to get into big league spring training games, the reason they had the opportunities in the last few games was because the minor league season started before the big league season. Yeah. And the Double-A and Triple-A and also High-A, they had to get out of town. Whereas the Jupiter Hammer had stayed right here, so they could stay and, play those later innings with the Marlins in their last couple of games. Count goes full here to Watson, and what an experience, because I talked to Khalil about it, to be around the big leaguers and to get that time. So that was a great experience for them, meeting the players. And Khalil has a really good relationship with Jazz Chisholm. Ground ball dropped by the second baseman, Lee. How you, Lee? How you doing out there, Lee? Is he could not, he couldn't get his hand on the ball at all. He had his hand on the ball, but just couldn't pick it up to throw it over to first base. He dropped it a couple of times. So Watson is safe at first base. Wendell at second, Barstad at third. We've got the bases loaded with two outs. The cleanup hitter here for the Hammerheads, Brady Allen, steps in. Righty on righty matchup. He grounded out back in the first. The pitch, hard hit, left side. That one will go foul.
I sense an opportunity here, at least. What do you think?
Boy, do we hope so, right? The Hammerheads have the bases loaded, two outs. We're in the third inning. Allen has driven in 20 this season in 33 games. He can drive in at least one here, maybe a couple more, right? He's got the opportunity. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball, hard hit over the bag at third base. It is fair. And there comes one run. Make it two here for the Hammerheads, and maybe even three. So the bases get cleared off the bat of Brady Allen as the ball goes over the bag, stays fair down the third baseline into left. A little bit of trouble for Lee Seng out there, and Brady Allen clears the bases, and the Hammerheads are up 3-0. So just seconds before, my partner here, Daryl Jones, talked about an opportunity that the Hammerheads may have. And we thought, you know, Brady Allen with 20 runs already batted in could at least drive in one with two down, and he drives in three. He's at second base right now.
Yes, your clairvoyance came through on that one as well.
I don't know if it was mine or yours, right, together. We'll give all credit, though, to Brady Allen. At the plate, it's Ian Lewis. Lewis flied out to right back in the second. Brady's in scoring position, taking a big, giant lead. Hard hit to the right side, but that one's hooking. And bang, off the wall below the Cassidy Cool Zone. The ball is hit. That was a line drive. Frozen rope, but just couldn't stay in the ballpark as it went right and right over the Clearwater Threshers bullpen and over to the Cassidy Cool Zone, hitting the wall right below where it says cool. So we've got cool Ian Lewis at the plate. Oh, breaking ball. It hangs right there and drops in to right center for the base hit. Rounding third and heading home is Brady Allen. He'll stand up and score as the Hammerheads are now up 4-0. So cool as a cucumber, that was Ian Lewis at the plate. And that ball, ahead and on Medina's pitching, he just waited and waited as the ball hung up there for Ian Lewis to drive in another run here in the third. Jupiter, 4-0 lead. At the plate is Osiris Johnson. He fouls off the first pitch.
Yeah, at least that ball hung up there. It looked like a tee ball, actually. It should have been sitting on a tee. Lewis took full advantage of that pitch.
He just sat there and waited. Good eye by Lewis. Osiris Johnson at the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the 0-1. Hard hit ball over the leaping Lee at second base. It falls into center for a single. So Lewis advances to second. Osiris Johnson at first as he picks up his 17th hit of the season. The Hammerheads are getting ready to bat around as the number 7 hitter in the lineup, but the 9th hitter this inning comes to the plate is Zach Zubia. The Threshers, though, down by 4, have a quick little chat on the hill as the pitching coach, Vic Diaz, goes to talk to his pitcher and catcher.
Lisa, the second and third batters of this particular inning, Caballero and Bertie, flew out and struck out. So the Hammerheads have made the most of this inning, riding this two outs. What a great job they've done.
What a great job by the Hammerheads. You are correct, Daryl, that you know they could have easily folded and we could have headed to the fourth, but the Hammerheads battled. Clearwater didn't help themselves either, as we mentioned. You know, Khalil Watson got on base on an error by the second baseman who, I don't know what was on that ball, but it wasn't any sticky stuff. No. Because whatever it was, it made it very slippery and slick for Lee at second.
He could not hang on.
Yeah, so Watson was safe with two down at first. And then after that, that allowed Brady Allen to come up and drive in three runs, clear the bases. So that error was really key here in the third. Zubia at the plate. Medina delivers. 0-1 the count with two outs. Runners at first and second. Make it 1-1 now the count on Zubia. Medina looks the runner back at second base. That's Lewis. Here's the pitch. Hard hit on the ground to the shortstop. Short throw to second to force the out at second base. And that will end the inning. But the Hammerheads, they come up with four runs and take the 4-0 lead as we go into the top of the fourth. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back. First pitch delivered by Palacios to Lee. That one misses upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Palacios delivers again to Lee, the second baseman for the Threshers. That one misses, but here's the third pitch, and that one's popped up into center field. Johnson is tracking it down. He spins around, goes to his right, and does make the grab out there in deep center field. Haoyu Lee is retired. He's 0 for 2 today as he flies out to center.
Now batting the catcher, number 10, Arturo De Freitas.
Arturo De Freitas will step up to the plate. Lefty and righty matchup. The righty, first pitch, chops it to the left side, foul. No balls and one strike with one down. The Threshers, two hits, no runs. The Hammerheads, six hits, four runs, all in the third. 4-0 lead for Jupiter. Pop up into center field as the sun dips below into some clouds, and that allows Johnson to cleanly, I think that's the first time today that he didn't have the sun in his eyes and wasn't spinning around kind of, you know, looking for where that ball is. He's never really lost it, but you could tell that he's had to move quite a bit with the, you know, the sun and also the wind. That time it was easy for him to make the catch out there in center field.
Oh, yeah, he was putting in work out there.
He is. Marcus Lee Sang steps in. He's 0 for 1, struck out back in the second. Little dribbler to the pitcher, Palacios. He spins, throws to first base. And was that only five pitches that inning? But that was an easy inning. Palacios, Johnson did all the work. 1-2-3 go the Threshers. We're already going to the bottom of the fourth. It just seems like the Hammerheads were running around the bases. Now they've got the opportunity again. They'll lead off once again this inning with Cameron Barstead, then Caballero and Birdie for Jupiter. 4-0 ball game in favor of Jupiter. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Here in Jupiter, Florida, the sun is setting on the left side of the diamond. No more shadows on the field. I can see the shadows reflecting off of the clubhouses. On the left side, it's the Marlins. The right side, the St. Louis Cardinals, which is the Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals now. Medina on the hill. First pitch delivered to Barstead. That one's foul out of play. And then Barstead gets another one that he sends out of play. So no balls, two strikes. Barstead, he led off the third, and boy, did he lead everybody off with that base hit. Went around to score off the bat of Brady Allen, who just cleared the bases for everyone in the third. Barstead, he's getting his work in as the ball is out of play again. Staying alive at the plate. No balls, two strikes to Barstead. After Barstead, it's Caballero. Then we're back up to the top of the order. John Birdie will step in. Umpires calling the balls and strikes here tonight. And Connor McKenna punches out Barstead in a big way as Medina catches Barstead looking. That's the second strikeout victim for Medina here today. The first time he's caught a hammerhead looking. Jorge Caballero steps in. Righty on righty matchup. Caballero 0-for-1 today. Has a double, two triples, a couple of home runs, and is driven in eight. This is his 25th game in a Jupiter Hammerheads uniform. Here's the 1-0, and that one misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. For a moment, I couldn't count. It's only 1-2. Here's the 2-0. That one's in at the letters, but inside, so three straight balls. It is just 2 days to summer vacation, right? Does anybody, unless you're taking some final exams, is everybody's probably brain a mush right now, right? Yeah. Just all a mush.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inside again. So that's the first walk allowed by Medina. Hey, I could count to four.
Hey.
Right there, right? I made it past the two. The Threshers have action in the bullpen. The reliever is up throwing. As Medina has thrown quite a few pitches here tonight, and now he is facing the big leaguer, John Birdie, will step in. He is 1-for-2 today. Ground rule double back in the first in center field over the 400 wall out there in center field, and then struck out in the third. The first strikeout victim for Medina. Birdie doesn't want to be the last either. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball at the letters for the strike. That is what Medina was trying to throw Caballero and just could not get the call. He was just a little too far inside because he was throwing it right there at the letters and just too far inside on Caballero, who walked. Barstead struck out looking. Caballero walked. He's at first. Birdie's at the plate. 0-1 the count. Breaking ball. That one kind of just hangs. Hard hit to the left side. Scooped up by Simmons at third. Throw to second. Then the relay to first. So Birdie hits into a double play to end the inning. The Hammerheads, though, still cling on to the 4-0 lead. As we go to the top of the fifth, you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're in the top of the fifth, 4-0 ball game in favor of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Remaining on the hill for Jupiter is Palacios. Luis is 21 years of age, 6'2", 160, and the lefty is from Venezuela, just like his opponent on the hill, Medina. So everybody tuning in, I wonder how far. We need to see as far as where they are from, how far apart they are in Venezuela. Here's the 1-1. At the plate, it's Kendall Simmons. Now 1-2 as he fouls off this pitch. Simmons struck out back in the second. Palacios has 5 strikeouts here tonight. Upstairs, missing outside. 2-2 the count. As a team, the Threshers are batting .241 on the season. Strike delivered by Simmons as Palacios ever so calmly, you know, pumps his fist very close to himself. But he was very excited about getting that strikeout. Micah Yonamine steps in. I believe that Micah is from Hawaii. He is from Honolulu. Drafted in 2019 in the 29th round. Yonamine had a bloop base hit back in the third, so he is 1-for-1 today. No balls, 2 strikes on the first baseman right now. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 down. Yonamine steps in, swings and misses, so back-to-back strikeouts for Palacios. Palacios' last outing was in Lakeland on the 17th. Picked up the loss that game, went 6 1/3 innings, allowed 8 hits, 6 earned runs. Even gave up 2 home runs, walked 1, struck out 4. So this is a different ball game here today for Palacios a week later. Hammerheads on a 6-man rotation, so they wait a whole week since we have the Monday off before they pitch again. One ball, 1 strike to Jamari Baylor. Baylor struck out in the third, so he's 0-for-1. 2-1 the count to the designated hitter. The kick, the pitch, outside, so 3 balls and 1 strike to Baylor. Baylor has walked 15 times this season, but it struck out 30. Here's the 3-1 from Palacios. Baylor swats it away to the left side.
1 hour and 37 minutes. To answer your question, the distance between the two cities in Venezuela.
So I would not be surprised if somewhere along the line they met up, you know, in Venezuela to play ball or coming up through the ranks, right? I thought that's what you were looking for. I saw you. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe you're on that to see.
I was curious. When you brought it up, I was like, hey, that's a good question.
My husband played in Caracas. He was a Leonis. For a season of winter ball, so I don't really know where everything is. We kind of stayed right there in Caracas and just traveled a little bit to the beaches. Inside for the strike, the punch out against Baylor. So 1-2-3 go down the Threshers. All 3 strike out. It's a Palacios inning here. Hammerheads up 4-0 as we go to the home half of the fifth. Jupiter has the lead. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Joey Wendell at the plate here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're in Jupiter, Florida at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Bottom of the fifth, Hammerheads up 4-0. Medina remains on the hill for the Threshers. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch missing. One ball and no strikes. Second pitch up in the air. Pop up to the left side. Lee Sang in left calls everyone off. And he'll make the easy grab in left field. So Wendell is retired. Joey is 1-for-3 today. He grounded out in the first, singled, scored a run in the third, and now right out to left.
Khalil Watson.
That'll bring up Khalil Watson. Watson 0-for-2 today. He grounded out in the first, was aboard in the third on an error, and went around to score. So four runs all scored in the third. Bases were loaded. Brady Allen came up to the plate. Allen right after Watson. Cleared the bases with a double to left. Ian Lewis followed him and drove in another run. One ball, no strikes, one out. Here's the pitch inside. Turning on it is Watson. And it goes out of play. Oswald Medina, 20 years old, 6'1", 145 on the hill for the Threshers and working into his fifth inning of work. He'll miss low and away, 2-1 the count. Through 4 1/3, he's allowed 6 hits, 4 runs. Only walked one, but has struck out 2. Medina played in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. He was 2-2 with a 2.16. Going back is the center fielder, Garcia, at the warning track. He makes the grab off the bat of Khalil Watson. I was looking up those stats on Medina, and then, whoa, my eyes went up, and I thought the wind maybe would help. On the left side, Watson's ball go over the fence. But instead, Garcia tracks it down right by the Cleveland Clinic sign in left center, and Watson is retired as he flies out. At the plate, it's Brady Allen. So far, he's our player of the game, isn't he, Darryl?
Oh, my goodness, he's been putting in work.
Driving in 3 runs in the third. One ball, no strikes to Brady. The pitch, that one goes low and away, so 2-0 the count. So Medina was 2-2 last season, 2.16 ERA, pitched in 14 games, started all of those. 65 strikeouts and 58 1/3 innings of work. That was in the Dominican, though, and now he is here with the Clearwater Threshers. Pop up, you can hear Brito wants it as he calls everyone off. Brady is retired as he pops up to short. A quick 1-2-3 inning here for the Hammerheads. So we go to the top of the sixth. Jupiter's still up 4-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Jupiter up 4-0 at the plate. It's Eric Brito, the number 9 hitter in the lineup here for the Threshers. Couple of bounces into the glove of Watson at short, throw across the diamond to Zubia at first, and Brito is retired as he grounds out to short. 6-3 if you're scoring at home.
Top of the order, now batting.
We're back up to the top of the order for Clearwater. Wilfredo Flores will step in. He's 0-2 today. Lefty on lefty matchup as Palacios still on the hill here for Jupiter. Through 5 1/3, he's only allowed a couple of hits and no runs. Has not walked a batter yet here today, but has struck out 8. Ground ball right side. Birdie's there to pick it up. Throw to first in time, and Flores is retired as he grounds out to second. Both Birdie and Wendell are looking good. You know, they're getting in their reps here in low A. Birdie doesn't look like he's having any problems at all. And Wendell either. Wendell coming back from a hamstring pull. Yoswar Garcia at the plate. He's 0-2 today. Struck out in the first. Popped out in foul territory in the third. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Inside on the hands. It's another pop-up. It might be trouble. Johnson's coming in, and he does make the grab. Johnson uses his speed as he runs in and calls off Watson. And it's a 1-2-3 inning here in the sixth as Garcia pops up into short center. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. To the home half of the sixth, Hammerheads up 4-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. New pitcher on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers as we start the bottom of the sixth. It's the righty, Iberson Castellano. He's 6'3", 160. At the plate, Ian Lewis batting from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. Dribbler to the right side. Lee at second comes in, throws to first. Lewis is retired as he grounds out to second. One down, that'll bring up Osiris Johnson, who's 1-2 today. Following Johnson is Zubia. Oh, First pitch, it's popped up to the left side. Going back is Brito. Coming in is Lee Sang. Lee Sang in left makes the grab. Johnson is retired as he pops up into short left field. Two down.
Now about his health, first baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
Zach Zubia will step in. He's 0 for 1 today. Castellano, he's relieving Medina. And guess where Daryl Castellano's from?
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Now we can find out. He's from Maracaibo. How far is that? Now we've got the triangle going. How close is everyone? The first two, we talked about Palacios, too, and Medina, an hour, a little over an hour apart as far as where they are, their hometowns. Now where is Iverson? Two balls, no strikes with two outs to Zubia. Zubia stands straight up, wiggles his black bat, then crouches down as the pitch is delivered. That one's low, so three balls here to Zubia. Castellano, 21 years of age. So far this season is 1-0, 2.00 ERA. This is his fourth game here with the Threshers. He has started one game, 9 innings of work, 12 strikeouts. He will walk Zubia, though, with two outs. Cameron Barstead will come to the plate. Barstead batting from the left side. The catcher is 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored a run in the third, struck out looking in the fourth. Castellano last pitched on the 18th against Fort Myers at home. Pitched 2 2/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, a couple of runs. Hit a batter, walked a batter, and struck out 5. Here's the 0-1. That one misses. 1-1 the count with 2 outs. Zubia at first base. Caballero is on deck for Jupiter. Here's the 1-1. Barstead chops that one foul to the right side. Cameron is Gabe Bierman, who was our pregame show guest, his roommate. So Gabe Bierman was our pregame show guest, and he was our Florida State League Pitcher of the Week this week after a great outing in Lakeland. Oh, and Barstead gets called looking there to end the inning and strand Zubia. No runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the top of the seventh here at the Dean, and Jupiter still hanging on to that 4-0 lead. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Top of the seventh, 4-0 ball game in favor of the Hammerheads. 6 hits, 4 runs for Jupiter. The Threshers have 2 hits and no runs. Palacios still on the hill. There is a fly ball into right. Coming in is Brady Allen. He calls off Jose Salas, who is now in second. Came in as a defensive replacement for John Birdie here in the top of the seventh. So Huyu Lee is retired as he pops up into right. One down, that'll bring up Arturo De Freitas. Freitas is 0-for-2, flied out twice to center. One ball, no strikes, one out. Arturo batting 277. Breaking ball, hard hit on the ground over to Wendell in the hot corner. Long throw across the diamond, it's in time as the catcher for the Threshers is retired on the ground out.
Now batting left fielder, number 6, Marcus Lisang.
Quickly, there's 2 down. Marcus Lisang will step in. He's 0-for-1. Struck out in the second, grounded out in the fourth. First pitch, ground ball. Salas to his knees as he slides to his right. Throw to first. Diving into first base is Lisang, but the ball is there before the left fielder, and Zubia squeezes it into his glove, so Lisang grounds out to second. What a play by Salas as he goes to his right, drops to his knees, and traps the ball, and then he's actually facing second base, throws over to first base in time. And you can hear behind me, everybody get up and stretch, because it is time for the seventh inning stretch. Grab your Cracker Jacks, and we'll see you after this short break. 4-0, the Hammerheads are up. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Of the seventh, 4-0 lead for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Jorge Caballero takes a big cut at that pitch delivered by Castellano. Swing and a miss to that heat upstairs. The left fielder is 0-for-1 today with a walk as he chops this one foul to the left side. No balls and 2 strikes to Caballero. Taking a look at some scores, well, the Marlins are down by 2. They're over across the state in Tampa facing the Rays. To the right side, squeaking through the infield is a base hit for Caballero. That's his first hit of the night. It was a very slow roller, but the first and second baseman were split, leaving a big gap at second. And Caballero, he just found that hole, and he didn't even hit it very hard either. No chance, though, for either the first baseman or second baseman to reach it. So Caballero aboard at first. We're back up to the top of the order. Jose Salas, first pitch. He hits this one, though, to the second baseman. Throw to second to get the runner at second. The relay throw to first. As the Threshers try for the double play, it's not in time, though. Salas, with his speed, will step at first base.
Number 6.
So Caballero out at second, 4-6. And Salas, who's in for John Birdie, he came as a defensive replacement in the top of this inning, is aboard with the fielder's choice. One down, Joey Wendell at the plate. 1-for-3 here today. Throw to first base, checking Salas. He gets back in time, standing up. Wendell, as I mentioned, 1-for-3, grounded out in the first, singled in the third, scored a run, and flied out in the fifth. Castellano delivers a strike. No balls and one strike to Wendell, the third baseman for the Hammerheads tonight. Wendell getting another at-bat here when Birdie, he got to sit down in the seventh, but Wendell, you know, still testing his hamstring here. I haven't seen him hold back on anything here tonight. He looks healthy, 1-1, but he'll be the judge of that, right? He'll let everyone know after the game.
Yeah, but he does appear to be in good form.
Here's the 1-1. Hard hit, but out of play to the left side. That one's in to the parking lot of the Hammerheads. We do have some family fans here. As you can tell, that on the Thresher side, they have their red caps on and red shirts. And we have some fans here on the left side for the Hammerheads, too. At least the family gets to come in, you know, even though we don't have tickets to sell. But family and friends for the team get to come in and watch the guys on Tuesdays and Sundays. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Wendell at the plate. Righty on lefty matchup. Wendell crouches down, wiggles his bat. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside on the hands of Wendell, and he swings and misses. So two down here in the seventh. Salas remains at first base. Khalil Watson will step in. He's 0-for-3 today. Grounded out, was aboard on the third on an error by the second baseman, and then flied out to the center fielder. I mentioned that the Rays are up 2-0. It's the bottom of the fifth right now. Tampa scored against the Marlins. One run in the first and one run in the second. We'll take a look and see how the Phillies are doing. I just saw a notification for the Phillies. And Philadelphia is up 1-0 in Atlanta. It's the bottom of the second. JT Realmuto, sacrifice fly, drove in the run. He's a former Jupiter Hammerhead. When JT was here, boy, that team was stacked with Marcell Ozuna and Christian Yelich. That was a team that was supposed to win the Florida State League Championship. They made it to the championship game. They first defeated the Mets here in the East Division, then went over to Lakeland to, you know, win the championship, but they ran into some rain and just, you know, didn't win it. Flying Tigers did. What a team that was, though. Here's the 0-1 with two outs, wide of the plate and upstairs. So one ball and one strike to Watson. You would think that we might see many championships here with, you know, two teams. We've got the best chance out of any ballpark here in the Florida State League because we've got two teams, but it's not always easy. Especially, you know, here we have a first half winner and a second half winner that'll play off in each division. And then those two teams meet, or the winners of the first half and second half in the East Division, and the winners in the first half, second half in the West Division, then they meet off for the championship. But what happens, and is what unique here in the minor leagues, is that then you have players that are doing so well moving up. So you might win the first half, but the second half you might just not have those players anymore. And then you're not going anywhere. Yeah. You know,
you have a different roster.
You've got a whole new, different roster and whole new ball game. So it does become tricky like that. You don't have the same team at the beginning of the year. And that's what we always talked about. You know, if you can win it in the first half. And then you don't have to worry too much about trying to win the second half, especially in the second half. Three balls and a strike. That ball is going into the bullpen of the Threshers. And you know usually how the guys just sit there and, like, you can't move. You got to stay frozen and play that game of, you know, who's going to move and flinch first. Everybody got up in the Threshers bullpen. Everybody stood up and got out of the way for that.
They were unified.
That liner coming in.
Response. Salas had turned the motors on, hoping it was going to be fair. He was really trucking.
So the payoff pitch to Watson, From the stretch, Castellano looks back at Solis at first. Comes set. Kicks and delivers. There goes Solis. The ball in play to the left side. Going back is Lee Sang. On the warning track, he pedals back and makes the grab. So Watson is retired as once again a deep fly ball gets him out and stops the Hammerheads from doing any damage here in the seventh. But Jupiter still has that 4-0 lead. Those four runs that the Hammerheads scored in the third are still true here today, or tonight, as we go to the eighth with Jupiter up 4-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Of the eighth, Luis Palacios remains on the hill here for the Hammerheads. Through seven innings, he's only allowed a couple of hits, no runs, has not walked a batter, and has struck out eight. He's battling Kendall Simmons right now. No balls and a strike. There's a ball, though, delivered low to Simmons. Kendall is 0 for 2 as he has struck out twice here tonight. New third baseman in as Wendell is done. Birdie was done last inning. Christian Rodriguez at third base for the Hammerheads. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ball hit back into the net behind home plate. Both teams are in second place in their divisions. The Hammerheads 5 back of the St. Lucie Mets in the East at 21-18. Liner into left. That'll drop in for at least a base hit. Simmons does hold up at first base. So the third baseman is now 1 for 3 today. That is his 18th hit this season.
Number 18, Micah Yonamine.
So the Hammerheads, 21-18, 5 games back, second in the East Division, and the Clearwater Threshers are 21-17, 4 games back in the West Division. Fort Myers is the division leader at 25-13 this season. So both the first and second place teams in both divisions have a pretty similar record. Here in the East, we only have 4 teams. We used to have a balanced, you know, division. We had a North-South, though. And now here we have in the West Division, there are 6 teams. So 4 in the East, 6 in the West. I wonder that came after, like, the COVID year and we went to low A Southeast and they're trying to make the travel easier. I wonder if they'll balance it out, you know, in the seasons to come. Micah, Yonamine at the plate, and he is punched out by the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. Here on Tuesdays, it's the umpire who's calling the balls and strikes.
Number 5, Jamari.
ABS, automatic balls and strikes. and no challenge. No challenges here on Tuesdays. It's back to the old-fashioned way. Balls and strikes. First pitch delivered to Baylor. Hard hit in the corner and left. This is going to be trouble. Simmons goes to third base, and Baylor ends up at second. The ball was hit hard on the ground by the third base bag, down the line and left, bounces around and gets stuck in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. There's actually a reliever warming up, so that holds in Simmons at third base and Baylor at second.
Thank goodness for the bounce back off that wall in the bullpen, because that kept it much closer to the third baseman than it otherwise would have been.
So runners at second and third, you're right, Daryl. That, you know, that was a tricky play for the fielders, and it there's only one out. First pitch to Brito to the right side, could be a sacrifice fly taken by Allen. The throw comes in, and the Threshers, they hold up their runners at second and third. They didn't want to test the arm of Brady Allen. He was, you know, the way that the ball was in right, it wasn't too deep. And it wasn't shallow either, but it wasn't too deep. And he had a great look at home. So strong arm by Brady Allen could have been trouble. And Simmons is just kept at third base then.
Allen positioned his body perfectly to come firing out of the glove as soon as the ball hit it. And Simmons. Simmons thought better of trying that arm.
He did not try him at all. I wouldn't either. Would you, Daryl?
No.
I wouldn't test him. We're back up to the top of the order for the Threshers, Wilfredo Flores. He's 0-for-3 today. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. One down, runners at second and third for the Threshers. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Two outs. Flores, the leadoff hitter, looking for his first hit of the night. There hasn't been very many hits for the Threshers. Picked up a couple here in the eighth, but before that, it was only a two-hitter. Strike delivered by Palacios. 1-2 the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Jammed on the hands. That one will go foul to the left side. The lights are on here at the ballpark. The sun has set, and now there's some pretty pink clouds up there, actually, in center and in right field. We don't always get to see that as the sun sets to the left and behind us. So that sunset is kind of just reflecting into the clouds that are in center and right. I didn't even notice clouds out there before. It just seemed like a nice blue sky all day. But the pink is shading into the blue. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third for the Threshers. Hammerheads are up 4-0. We're on the top of the eighth inning.
It looks like a magical gender reveal.
Got the blue and the pink, right?
Yeah. It's twins.
Those are always fun. I like the ones where they throw the ball and, you know, have to hit it with a bat. And then the husband always, you know, misses.
Yeah.
To the left side, a liner into the glove of Rodriguez, who is the defensive replacement for Wendell at third. That ends the attack of the Threshers. And the Hammerheads hang on to their 4-0 lead. And the Threshers leave two stranded here after getting a couple base hits in the eighth. So we go to the bottom of the eighth, 4-0, Jupiter on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. And we're back. Bottom of the eighth inning. First up for the Hammerheads is Brady Allen. Boy, it is a fight between Allen and Palacios as far as who is the star of the game. They are both, you know, Brady Allen, his defense and his bat at the plate, driving in three runs and scoring one run himself in the third as the Hammerheads have the 4-0 lead. And then Palacios, 8 innings of work, has allowed no runs and has struck out 9. New pitcher on the hill, though, facing Brady Allen right now is Victor Lopez, and he's not from Venezuela. He is instead from the Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-2 from Lopez. Did he go? No, he didn't. Boy, we don't even need a mic on these umpires, so we can hear them.
Oh, yeah.
With not as many fans, we could hear them right, you know, up here. And
you're right. There's nothing to absorb. There's nothing to absorb the sound. We're getting it straight.
I'm sure they can all hear us, too.
Maybe. Distinct possibility.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, hard hit, left side, scooped up on the run from Simmons at third. Throw across to the first baseman, and Allen is retired as he grounds out. But I know you were hard at work looking to see all these Venezuela connections. And Castellano, the reliever for Medina, and then Palacios is from Venezuela. So now, how far apart, you know, growing up, are all these players in Venezuela, these pitchers?
They basically live in a straight line from one another, but it would take about 8 hours and 15 minutes to get from one city to the other.
Oh, so the starting pitchers were closer together.
Yes,
they were like only an hour or so apart.
Right.
But now here, as far as Castellano came in relief, he's like 8 hours away then.
Yeah, he's in Maracaibo, and he's the furthest away, and there's no doubt about it. But they all like the water. They're all along the coastline. So
it's a beautiful, beautiful country. They have the mountains and, you know, the water, the beaches. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Ian Lewis at the plate is 1-for-3. Inside, that one misses. 2 balls and a strike. And a big shout-out to Hola. You know, to all our Venezuelan listeners out there.
Hola, mi amigo.
Everybody else, too.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get a broadcast upstairs with the heat, swing and miss, or a bilingual broadcast, or, you know, get a Spanish broadcast on here once a week or something to let the families in the Dominican and Venezuela and, you know, being able to hear a broadcast
in
Spanish,
Espanol.
Right? Yeah. Or I need to start learning more than just a few words. I used to be really good. Not fluent necessarily, but, you know.
Good enough.
But
to
now
order
I need
beer.
To but I need to practice. Need to practice a lot more.
Cerveza, por favor.
Lewis is retired, so there's 2 down. Osiris Johnson at the plate. First pitch. He digs down deep and drops it in for a base hit into left field. Osiris Johnson with the hot bat here tonight. That's his second hit. 2 singles here. He went golfing, but he went down and got that ball and brought it back up, lifted it up into left field. With 2 outs, 2. Good job by Osiris Johnson.
My thoughts exactly. I looked like a nice, strong 7-iron. He took to that ball.
Probably a good golfer, too, right? Osiris, probably a good golfer.
He's
got that great hand-eye coordination.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Zubia at the plate. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 down. Johnson at first base.
And that ball doesn't move.
Base hit into left. So back-to-back base hits into left field after Allen and Lewis were retired. That'll bring up Cameron Barstead. Barstead is 1-for-3 today. He singled, scored a run in the third, and then struck out his next 2 trips up to the plate. New score for the Phillies. It's a 1-1 ball game in Atlanta. Let's see what the Marlins are doing. Tampa is up 4-0. So opposite of what's going on here is, you know, Jupiter, who is the Marlins' low A team, is up 4-0. But in Tampa, the Rays are up 4-0 over the Marlins. Bottom of the 6th inning right now for Tampa. They just scored those 2 runs to make it 4-0. Two outs, runners at first and second for the Hammerheads, Barstead at the plate. Righty and lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. That one misses upstairs. We were talking about Palacios and what a night he's had with in eight innings of work. Hasn't allowed a run, has scattered around four hits, has not walked a batter, and has struck out nine. And he has done that on 93 pitches, 69 for strikes.
Meeting on the mound of the mound. Freitas comes out and has a word with Lopez.
So Barstead will get back into the box. Two balls and no strikes with two outs. Here's the pitch. Hard hit to the right side. Does it stay fair? It does, as it jumps over the first base bag. Rounding third and heading home is Osiris Johnson. And then sneaking into Zubia as the ball is just stuck out in right field. Threshers, the fielders, cannot get it back in. And two runs cross the plate here for Jupiter in the bottom of the eighth. So the Hammerheads are now up 6-0 off of 10 hits. So a big hit for Cameron Barstead. With two outs. Jupiter is doing it, you know, with two outs. They're making things happen. Scored their four runs in the third with two outs, and now here in the eighth, the same thing.
Is two out efficiency the same thing?
There goes the ball past the catcher. That'll have Barstead going to third base. Then he rounds third base, heads home, slides in, the throw coming in, covering. Home plate is Lopez, the pitcher, places the tag, and Barstead is out at home. So it was a good effort by Cameron. He's out, though, at home, but the Hammerheads tack on two more runs, and Jupiter has a 6-0 lead as we go to the top of the ninth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. new pitcher in for the Hammerheads to close things up here in the top of the ninth.
Now batting center fielder, number 13.
Had to catch my breath there. I breathed in air. 6-0, Jupiter on top. Yoswar Garcia at the plate. Patrick Murphy, the lefty reliever, is on the hill here for Palacios. 1-1. Garcia is 0-3 today. Lefty on righty matchup. Jammed and the ball's hit. Foul to the left side. Murphy, 25 years of age, 6'1", 205. Played college ball at Ohio State from Chicago, Illinois. This season, no record, 0.00 ERA. This is game number 2 for Murphy with the Hammerheads. He's only pitched in 1 game, 1 inning of work. Has walked a batter and not struck out any, but hasn't allowed any hits or runs either. And he's got to be thrown fast because everything off the bat of Garcia right now is just aligning with lightning speed. It's all going foul, but boy, is it going hard off the bat and just quickly.
Now Garcia looks like he's defending himself out there.
Yeah, now here's a hard hit ball up the middle over Murphy, taken by Watson. Throw to first, and it is in time. And Watson, by the time he ends up with the play, he's practically next to Zubia at first base. What a play by the shortstop as the ball was hit hard up the middle, over the mound, over Murphy. And Watson just had a beat on it, and right behind Murphy, he picked up the ball, threw over, and his momentum just carried him to first base even after throwing the ball to Zubia at first. So Garcia is retired as he grounds out. One down. Huyu Lee at the plate. Lefty on righty matchup. The second baseman is 0-3 today. Struck out, flied out, and popped out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, but some hard stuff delivered by Murphy inside. No balls, 2 strikes to Lee. Just a few days ago in Lakeland on the 21st is when Murphy last pitched. Signed by the Marlins, a free agent contract. The lefty Murphy signed on May 16th. There's a swing and a miss. You can see why the Marlins did sign him, too, because he's been very effective so far. Just a couple of, you know, just one inning here or one inning previously, and now this inning of work. Working very quickly. 2 outs already, a ground out and a strikeout. Arturo De Freitas at the plate is 0-3. He has flied out twice and grounded out his last trip up to the plate. Strike delivered at the letters to the catcher. No balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Hopefully that's just someone getting up and warming up because they didn't get into the game. Because it looks like Murphy is in here to close it up with 2 outs. The Hammerheads up 6-0, 10 hits. For Jupiter, 6 runs. The Threshers, 4 hits, no runs. It's the battle of the Sharks here, this series. The Hammerheads and the Threshers. The Threshers, I looked it up a long time ago, called that because they use their tail to, like, attack with their tail, where the Hammerheads just have that big, long, I don't know what you call it, where their mouth, just the Hammerhead action.
Snout?
Yeah, that's a good, we'll take that. Here's the 0-2. That one misses.
I've caught a Thresher before I started fishing.
You have?
I have.
They're not that common, really.
They're
but they, I know we have them here, but do you catch it over here on this coast?
Yeah, right off Juneau. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I've caught hammerheads before. Little hammerheads in the Keys.
Oh,
I've seen
babies.
Some fishing. I mean, not fishing, when I'm swimming here in Palm Beach and at Juneau, I see the little hammerheads, too.
Yeah, I don't mind the hammerheads.
They don't really bother
they
you.
Bother,
they don't. They're like harmless. Two balls, 2 strikes. If you could call any shark cute, you might call a hammerhead cute, right? Upstairs, high heat, swing and a miss. De Freitas ends the ball game here. Back-to-back strikeouts after the ground out. Murphy came in, slammed the door in the Thresher's face, and the Jupiter Hammerheads are victorious. Their third game, their third win in a row. First here in this series, they'll take the ball game 6-0. We'll be right back after this short break with our post-game show here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Here for the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network post-game show. Boy, it's so great to do a post-game show when the Jupiter Hammerheads win. They do here today in game one of the six-game set. The Hammerheads win 6-0 over the Clearwater Threshers. Clearwater, 4 hits, an error, no runs on the board. Jupiter, 10 hits, no errors, 6 runs, 4 big runs in the third. Added 2 more in the 8th to give the Hammerheads 6 runs and the 6-0 lead. It was an exciting night for the Hammerheads as they had a couple of Miami Marlins big leaguers rehabbing here today with Jupiter. John Birdie and Joey Wendell both were here to rehab. Birdie, he went 1-for-3. His first at-bat hit a ground rule double over the center field wall there. So close to a home run. Then struck out and hit into a double play. Looked great at second base. Made some plays that were very key for the Hammerheads. So it's great to have his experience in the infield here for Jupiter. I think that made things much easier, especially for Palacios, the starting pitcher, to have, you know, great defense behind him, which he normally does anyways, because the Jupiter Hammerheads have some great prospects that are in the infield here for Jupiter. Joey Wendell at third base. Let's see if I can get Wendell. I just noticed. Yeah, here we go. 1-for-4. Scored a run. So Joey Wendell had a base hit in the third. He was a big part of that 4-run third inning for the Hammerheads. As we take a look, though, I think one of our players of the games here tonight, or the game, is Brady Allen. He was 1-for-4, scored a run, but 3 RBIs in the third inning with 2 outs, hit a double to the left side and drove in and just cleared the bases. Bases loaded, cleared the bases, and that got the Hammerheads on the board and out front right away. So Brady Allen, one of our star players of the night here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network, and the other star of the night goes to the starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads. That is the lefty, Luis Palacios. Palacios picked up his 3rd win tonight here with the Hammerheads, and he almost went the distance. He worked 8 innings, allowed 4 hits, no runs, and struck out 9. His ERA is now 4.50. So Palacios, he did all that while throwing 93 pitches, 69 for strikes. So Palacios and Brady Allen, both are star players of the night here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Murphy came in and he just slammed the door in the Threshers' face. 1 inning of work and saw 3 batters, struck out 2. So you can't really, you know, gosh, that's just great for him to come in and do that in his 2nd outing here for the Hammerheads. And everything was accomplished in under 2 hours here tonight, Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great evening for baseball. No rain, no thunder, no lightning. The home team comes away with the win. The Jupiter Hammerheads come in here and handle business. Palacios had a phenomenal game, as we've already highlighted. He came in, he did work, he stayed focused. He delivered his pitches in a very precise and accurate manner, and was five, six pitch innings did he produce? We didn't have a lot of base running on the part of Clearwater today. So, you know, kudos to him. And of course, you mentioned Brady Allen, and the third inning fireworks that he helped produce. Of course, you know, he had guys in smooth scoring position, so those bats came alive there in the third inning, and Brady Allen steps up and help makes it happen. So what a great evening of baseball.
Yeah, you mentioned like Palacios did not allow a lot of base runners. He walked no one. No Threshers reached base because of a walk, and only allowed 2 hits until the 8th inning when he allowed 2 more hits. So when you take a look at it, you know, combined with all the strikeouts, he had 9 strikeouts. So Palacios, the first time he allowed a base runner was in the 3rd inning. It was a bloop base hit off the bat of Unamine. And then Brito, the number 9 hitter, so it was the 7 and 9 hitters that got at Palacios in the 3rd, another base hit. And that was it. That was it. There were 2 pop-ups after that to strand those 2 runners. And the next time that there was a base runner after the 3rd inning for the Threshers wasn't until the 8th inning when Simmons base hit. Then Unamine struck out looking. Baylor doubled, so the Threshers threatened there in the 8th to score, but Brito flied out and Flores lined out, and that was all Palacios on the mound. So he really, you know, held the Threshers from even getting on base, and when they did have base runners, they left 4 stranded. That's all they had. So, you know, the Hammerheads, they've been playing like a hot-cold kind of when they've gone through this series, as they won 6 in a row, but then proceeded to lose 5 in a row, and now they've won 3 in a row. Hopefully they can pick up and, you know, win a few more here in this series, whether it's in a row or not. I know they definitely like to get this series. They're 5 games back from St. Lucie. We'll have to, you know, keep an eye on the score and talk about that a little bit more tomorrow to see if maybe the Hammerheads are only 4 back now, as you know, we got to see what the St. Lucie Mets are doing here tonight. But Jupiter, all they have to do is take care of business themselves and things will work out. And they did that here tonight after a big third inning off the bat of Brady Allen to clear the bases. Bases loaded, two outs, and he drove in three. And then Ian Lewis drove in the fourth run that inning. Then in the eighth inning, it was Cameron Barstead that drove in two runs, and that's how the Hammerheads won tonight, 6-0. So thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. Game number 41 of the season tomorrow. Once again, I will be on air and calling the play-by-play, and I'm trying to get Daryl to join me. He's a great co-pilot and a teammate here on the broadcast, on the Jupiter Hammerheads broadcast with me. But the Hammerheads, they pull this one out 6-0 over the Clearwater Threshers. Thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to see you at the ballpark. Have a great night.